Here's a recent headline in the Wall Street Journal. U.S. regulators go easier on mortgage lending rules. And the AP writes, with the financial crisis and subprime mortgage bust receding further into history, the government is loosening some financial rules, hoping to inject more life into the country's still recovering housing market. But an economist at the Securities and Exchange Commission, which made the new rules, warned against them, saying they mean that banks may have the same kinds of economic incentives they had before the financial crisis. What? Didn't anyone read Michael Lewis? As the New York Times writes, no one writes with more narrative panache about money and finance than Mr. Lewis, using his subject's stories to show the problems with the systems around them. His three books about Wall Street include last year's Flash Boys, The Big Short before that, and his classic Liar's Poker, about his time working for Salomon Brothers. Liar's Poker is now out in a 25-year anniversary edition. We want to get Michael's thoughts on how far we may or may not have come, so he joins us from New York. Michael Lewis, welcome back to Here and Now.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me back.
And what goes through your head when you hear a loosening of mortgage lending rules?
Well, you know, there are a couple. You have to examine it case by case. It may be that some of the rules are dumb. I don't think automatically, oh, my God, the industry's captured the regulators in this particular case. But I do think, I mean, I've so given up on the idea that regulators will regulate the financial industry. I think there's like a couple of real problems. And one of them is that, you know, when a person making $80,000 a year is trying to boss around someone making $2 million a year, it doesn't work very well. And the regulators generally have as their plan in life to go and work in the industry. So it feels like the relationship between the financial sector and the government regulators is essentially a collaborative one rather than an oversight one.
So you think there's a more system-wide problem than just these rules might reflect. But I just want to – there's some people who might need reminding, and I'm going to really simplify. You know, the whole collapse came about because people sold mortgages to people who couldn't afford them, and then they packaged and resold those mortgages hidden in financial instruments, which eventually collapsed, as I said, very simply put. But, you know, with your book having –
Much worse than that.
Oh,
right?
Sure.
I mean, the Wall Street firms gamed the ratings agencies so they would call all this stuff riskless and made these products. It was so complicated that you couldn't tell what the risk was. You know, it was appalling.
Yeah. Well, as I said, I was simply putting it. But if we look back to your book 25 years ago, you were asked at Salomon Brothers to sell bonds that were going to collapse and everybody knew it. And you kind of secretly kind of – tell one client, don't touch this with a 10-foot pole. So it seems as if it hasn't changed. Are you saying that it still hasn't changed?
Most of the changes I think that have happened on Wall Street are for the worse. Liar's Poker sort of describes a new world on Wall Street where these investment banks are now big corporations, where the finance has gotten so complicated outsiders can't understand it, and where the firms are taking these big bets with shareholders' money. And that's all new in 1988. The whole world's moved further in that direction. It's become much, much harder for an outsider to discern what goes on inside one of these banks because this stuff is now so complicated, and intentionally so. It's gotten – the whole idea of too big to fail didn't exist in the late 80s, and now it basically does. Mm-hmm. These institutions are basically beyond the rules of ordinary market rules. The connection that people in the industry feel to their firms is much fainter than it was then. It's a free agent. It's essentially a free agent society. So you've got a lot of people operating with very short-term interests in a business that really requires people to think in the long term if it's going to be sound.
You know, I just want to cap off, though, that what we started with, this idea that mortgage lending rules are being loosened a little recently. The Dodd-Frank law that was supposed to reform Wall Street required that the rules be reviewed, and the SEC chose what people are calling this looser option. But we're reminded that even Ben Bernanke recently, he's the former Fed chair, couldn't refinance his mortgage because of the tight rules. So there are some who say they do need some loosening. But to your bigger point, Michael Lewis, that you don't think that the industry can be regulated because of this cozy, incestuous relationship. How do you change that?
It's you do, you know, there's no practical solution to it because nobody's going to pay regulators what they need to be paid to actually be independent beings and not in sort of in the thrall of Wall Street. I think what you do is you encourage – I think the solution to Wall Street problems is encouraging the market to work there. So encouraging disruptive entrepreneurs to come in and say the business is being done wrong this way. The customers need to understand it, so we do it a different way. And you look at this like the mortgage – this mortgage rules story. The reason these mortgage rules have been imposed, and it may be draconian, in some cases irrational, and people aren't getting loans they should get loans – who should get loans because of them, is because basically the society doesn't trust Wall Street to do the business sanely. There's just been this collapse of trust in the industry. And it's because the incentive – the industry has gotten very dysfunctional. The incentives of the individuals in the big firms is not great. And I think it's sort of like that's the way we should be framing this problem. How do we recreate trust in this industry? How do we reintroduce market forces so that people who behave badly fail? And people who behave well succeed, and then the regulators become somewhat less necessary. I think they're too necessary.
Is part of it having some of the regulation come from the Justice Department? Hardly anybody, and certainly nobody at a high level, has been criminally prosecuted under Eric Holder.
You know why? This is just the scandal of the financial crisis was how much of what was done is maybe strictly legal. I mean, you know that the firms are very, very good at figuring out behavior that is profitable, possibly socially damaging, but totally legal. And so I don't think it's the truth. The central truth of the financial crisis is that lots of people broke the law and they got away with it. I think the central truth is a lot of people did bad things they knew were bad things, but they figured out that they could get away with it because they can construe it as legal.
Yeah.
So the prosecutions were going to be very difficult to make, I think, always.
So the point there is change, again, some of the laws, some of the regulations. But meanwhile, we want to ask you before we let you go. You recently wrote a piece for Bloomberg News pointing out that despite what you're saying and despite your books, and maybe because of your books, there's a certain romance to it as well, young people are flocking to Wall Street. The title of the piece, The Occupational Hazards of Working on Wall Street, you say one moment you're a young grad, you have ideals. The next, you're old, at work, gaming rating companies, designing securities to fail so they might make a killing off investors they dupe into buying them, rigging various markets. And you go on to say not everyone on Wall Street does this, but enough that it makes you wonder – wow, what do you really think, Michael Lewis, about young people?
Well, no, I think there are lots of great people on Wall Street. That's not the point of that piece. The point of that piece is that, look, occupation, there are pressures that exist in every job. In Wall Street, there's some very, very acute pressures. And young people who go into the business, I think, are not sufficiently aware of what they are, and they will shape you. And people will end up doing things they couldn't imagine themselves doing when they were young, if it had been described to them when they were young. So you, and this is the problem of incentives on Wall Street, right? It's the problem of being encouraged to behave in a very short-term fashion, of not being attached to your employer for the long term, and so on and so forth. So what I think is that if people are aware of that, maybe we correct it. Maybe it's a moral problem with a moral solution.
Well, Millennials Heading to Wall Street, his classic is Liar's Poker. It's out in its 25th anniversary edition, and we'll link you to the Bloomberg piece, A Cautionary Tale. I guess he's just saying be aware. Michael Lewis, thank you so much for stopping in with us.
My pleasure.